Well, I went to an ice cream party to see what I could eat. But all I found was lots of fun with Olivia and me.
Welcome back to the ice cream party just today. We have another guest today, and she is actually sisters with Mackenzie David from episode 7, and her name is Molly Page. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Liv.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite spring activity?
I have to say right now, my favorite spring activity is when I come home from school, I will go and let Copper out, and I'll come and just sit outside by the pool, just kind of soak up the sun a little bit, play with Copper. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Mom, what's your favorite spring activity?
Probably walking.
What? Walking the dogs?
Well, walking outside when it's not a million degrees and it's also not freezing, so I don't have to put on, like, a bunch of layers. And I got to garden.
Oh, no.
Start the garden the other day by weeding everything out. And that was super nice because it was, like, you know, 70 degrees and...
Yeah, and also you didn't have very much weeds to pull out because I pulled out most of them.
Well, you did help me quite a bit, didn't you?
Yes, I did them a lot. I did like two whole buckets of them.
I know, you did. Do you have a favorite spring activity?
My favorite spring activity is probably when they open up like the pool.
Yeah.
And you get to go swim in the pool. I usually like when we we go over to the pool and bring like lunch and some popsicles.
Yeah,
really fun.
That's a lot of fun. Is there anything that we are doing right like during the last week or two that you're really enjoying? Like going to the park or doing stuff like that outside?
Sometimes I do like. I mostly kind of like outside, but if I got to choose an inside activity, I would probably say watching football. But
that doesn't happen in the spring.
Of course not.
No. Okay, let's get back to
of
Molly.
Course not.
Of course not.
Okay. What's another question?
What else could we tell our listeners about Molly? Who is she like related to and stuff like that? How old is she? What does she do for a living, you know?
Well, I have another question, but it's not very much about spring.
Maybe you could ask Molly to introduce herself, or you could introduce her.
Mom, I've already introduced her.
I know, but you didn't say much about Molly.
Okay.
So,
but Mom, I have a question for her.
Oh, okay.
It's not very much of a... spring question, just like a normal everyday question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is your favorite number?
My favorite number?
Yes.
It's kind of a weird one. I might have to explain why, but my favorite number is 23.
Oh.
And that, it's kind of weird how I came upon that, but, 23 is the perfect amount of time to microwave 2 chocolate chip cookies.
Well,
that's... just to get them, like, still kind of crunchy on the outside, but to melt the chocolate a little bit, and they're nice and warm.
Molly.
And it works with many other foods as well, so.
23 is the magic number. How did you discover this after years and years?
Have you made an experiment like I would?
I kind of had a little bit of an experiment. I really wanted to see, like, how I could get it just enough to melt the chocolate, but not to make it, like, kind of fall apart and, like, too gooey and everything. So I started with, like, 15 seconds or something, and then I just kept adding like 2 or 3 more seconds until I got to 23.
This is the best use of your time. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, on top of the fact that I'm assuming you were warming up your mom's famous chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I mean, what's your favorite?
You're a fantastic baker as well, so I'm sure it's just...
Well, thank you.
Between the two of y'all. Oh, George doesn't stand a chance, but...
What's your favorite number?
Oh, my favorite number is 7.
Why?
It's kind of... one of those like cliche things, but it's the number of completion. It's completion.
Yeah.
Like God created the world in 7 days.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to leave the odd number party, but my favorite number is 16.
Oh.
16?
Why is
that your favorite number?
Because it just sounds kind of beautiful to me. I don't know why I picked it, but
okay,
I just like it.
Are you looking?
It is a beautiful number.
Yeah.
You know what's so fun about 16?
Oh, no, don't say it.
What?
I want you to say it.
Molly just had her 16th birthday.
I know. I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
Why? Should we sing her a late happy birthday?
Late happy birthday to you. Late happy birthday to you. Late happy birthday to Molly. Late happy birthday to you. I feel like lost my mind.
Well, it was really kind of special because we got to be there for her birthday party, remember?
Yes.
That was super fun.
What do you mean?
It was super fun. Oh, yeah, the swimming pool
party. Yum, yum, yum. Pizza.
No. We ate at the taco place, remember?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then we ate the fat cat ice cream. Yum!
That's right. Did you have a favorite part?
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite part about that NASA Center?
About the what?
NASA Center that we went to.
Oh, the NASA Center. I really liked going to the mission control part of the tour. Kind of get to see how they control the space station and everything.
That was pretty cool.
Oh.
So for our listeners, maybe you should inform them what you're talking about.
Well, during spring break, which was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
In March, though.
Right.
Yeah, so probably like 200 years ago.
Just a few weeks. Right. A few weeks, but yes. Okay, we went to...
the NASA Space Center.
In...
Houston, Texas!
Okay.
Where all the cowboys are.
We can sing,
deep in the heart of Texas.
That's right. Okay.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yep. Okay. And who got to go with us?
Oh, no. Molly Page, dog him.
Yep.
Molly Page and her whole family, except for
her sister Mackenzie. Oh, poor Mackenzie. Yeah, but
Mackenzie had to go back to Lubbock for school.
Had to get back to school. But what was your favorite part of NASA Station, Liz?
My favorite part was dance up the snowstorm.
Oh.
That was pretty awesome. In the very middle, I was dancing so hard until it snowed, and I went right under the snow, and snow got all over me.
I know. That was pretty funny.
And then I had to come to school with dropping water on me.
I don't remember who got the most wet. Was it you, Charlie, or Grammy?
I think it was me.
Yeah. Because you know Grammy can't pass up an opportunity to dance.
That's true.
She was born to dance, as
Grammy's stated, a dancer at heart.
That's right. As stated by her own self. But I would say my favorite part was walking around the rocket at the very end of that tour.
Oh, no, you that got was to my see... least favorite part.
You didn't like that part? I think we that were just all hungry by then. I mean, all the peanut butter crackers Aunt Mary had in her purse were gone, so.
There was some hanger going on there at was... that point.
That was very true. But I thought that was pretty awesome.
It was, yeah.
It was not. It was horrible.
Well, that's my opinion, right?
No. Of course not.
That was my opinion. Your opinion is different than mine. What else?
Maybe Liv was part of the hangry group.
I believe she was. Yes. So, Molly, what is going on in your world right now? You've got your tests going on at school?
Yes, we're approaching finals. We're almost to the end of the school year, so a few more weeks.
Are you counting down?
Yes, I'm counting down. We have 27 days left.
Boom. You're getting there.
Yes.
Sorry, there were some goobies in my eyes, but sorry.
And how is our buddy Copper? The beloved dog.
The doggy.
Well, today is actually Copper's birthday.
Today's his birthday?
What?
Today is his birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
There's another person we can sing happy birthday to. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Copper the cutie dog. Happy birthday to you.
I bet that just made him so happy.
Did he hear that? Woof, woof.
Was he close by?
He's having a very special day. I think he knows it's his birthday because he has not sat down for a nap all day.
Oh, really? Does he?
Yeah, he wants to get the most out of it that he possibly can.
Oh, he's enjoying every second of being alive.
He is, yes.
That's so happy.
Exactly. Very special day for him. 4,000 years ago.
So his birthday is April 12th, 2018.
Yes.
So he's 1 year old. What are you guys doing special for Copper? Old. I mean, he kind of has the best life ever. So
it's true. Yes. So we're kind of having a little birthday party for him.
Naturally.
Just family.
Just.
But yeah, we're gonna have a little birthday party. We're gonna, you know, play with him a bunch, and we got him some new toys.
Oh.
And we're gonna make some cupcakes.
Oh my.
Cupcakes for dog.
Love it. Naturally.
Yeah, you can make dog treats and put them on the very top.
That's what she's saying. She's making pupcakes. Like cupcakes, but for puppies.
Okay, but it can't be chocolate or vanilla, so what kind of flavor cake are you going to use?
Well, they're going to have some sweet potatoes in them, because he loves some sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of the base. And then...
what about the frosting?
It can't have... What about the what?
Frosting! My favorite part of the cupcake.
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking that we'll probably, for him, do some peanut butter.
Oh, that's...
He loves peanut butter.
A big win, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big win for Copper.
And you could put a little doggy treat.
Yeah.
And you could put it in his doggy bowl.
That would be awesome. Are you going to sing him happy birthday?
Of course.
Naturally.
Are you going to put a little candle in his pupcake?
We might.
Maybe you should video this situation.
Hold it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, of course I will.
Cupcake!
There was a time whenever Tess was the only child we had that we sang her happy birthday and got her something from like a dog bakery in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
and we put a candle in there, and she stood up on her hind legs to to smell the thing that we got her, and we thought for sure she was going to blow that candle out. It was a special moment.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Copper, he might blow out the candle because he loves to blow bubbles in his water bowl.
Oh.
So he's definitely experienced in blowing air. So.
Isn't he advanced? I tell you what.
He's advanced, yes.
Is he doing that right now?
Oh, that's awesome.
He's not doing it right now. He's probably chasing the vacuum around.
Yeah.
Let me just do a quick shout out to someone.
Okay.
A Pacific someone.
Pacific?
She is very new listening, but...
Who is it?
Miss Kaufman.
Oh.
My teacher. I want to shout out to her for reading the best books.
Oh, that's so special.
So I just want to shout out to her for reading the best books.
Thanks, Miss Kaufman.
Is she your teacher?
Yes. She traded in for Miss Massingale when she had a baby, but guess who I got to see today? Miss Massingale.
Miss Massingale came over.
With her baby!
She came
with
up
the baby?
She came up to school. Well, she was actually leaving the school, and her husband had the baby in the car. So we got to say hi. It was super sweet.
And I got to tell her how everyone was doing, if everyone was, like, taking folders and everything. Taking folders is like when you do something really bad for exam. For example, say I hated someone in the face.
Libby, let's not do that.
I would never do that. I'm just doing an example.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Ms. Kaufman says, hey, let me get your folder.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I go and grab my folder from my bucket and give it to her. And if I keep getting that behavior, she will write what I did in my folder.
Right, for your parents.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I'm happy to report that has never happened, thankfully. And we don't have very many days left of school, so I'm pretty sure we're going to make it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
We're the making first it time today.
We had a similar thing in my elementary school.
Oh.
Where we would get our planners signed.
Yes.
So the first time I ever got my planner signed was in fourth grade. So fourth? I all the way through to fourth grade.
That's pretty impressive.
And one of my friends passed me a note, and I got caught with the note.
And did you cry, class. Molly?
Oh, I cried for days.
I bet you did.
Yes. They signed my planner, and yeah, that has resonated with me
for
6 years. I think about it every night before I go to bed.
Oh, Molly. Like, that's what you can talk about in your next therapy session. I'm sure. It's clearly made an impact.
That's what keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my podcast. I'm supposed to be.
Daily.
I'm sure. That is a rough time. I bet if Olivia had something like that happen, that's pretty much how she would react.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. Like, I got a note?
If you got in trouble at school, what do you think you would do?
I probably cry.
Yeah, I think you'd definitely cry.
Why am I getting in trouble for getting a note?
I definitely got in school, but I did not cry. When I was...
You didn't cry?
No, I didn't cry. I just didn't want her to call my mom or do anything. I think back in those days, they called your mom because there wasn't really email, and a note was questionable whether or not it'd make it home. And so I think it was really just the threatening that, I mean, obviously, I think that she could have threatened you and that would have done the trick, right?
Oh, for sure.
So, but she just...
And my mom worked in the school at that time, so she could just tell her in person what happened. And
exactly.
Boy, did she.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
That's a rough day, Molly. I'm so sad that you're still reliving it.
It was a very rough day in the world of Molly as a fourth grader.
Oh, but you've gotten through it, and look at what you are doing now.
I've gotten through it. I have not gotten in any trouble at school since then.
And you probably have never taken another note from a friend in class.
No. The weird thing was, I didn't even write back or anything. I just had the note.
Oh my goodness.
Because I was waiting till the end of class to throw it away.
Well, you're very responsible.
I was very responsible. It was just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, guilty by association.
Yes.
That's what that is. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Oh.
I got another question for
her. Oh, Olivia has another question.
Oh, you got another question? Yes. Okay.
Well, this kind of goes with spring.
That's good. That's kind of the theme.
Yes, but the theme is, what is your favorite food to eat in spring?
Oh.
My favorite what drink? Spring drink?
No, your favorite food to eat in spring.
Oh, okay. I think my favorite food to eat in spring, I really like eating ice cream.
Oh.
Ice cream.
That's, I feel like that's year round.
Yeah.
But I think in spring it kind of just puts me in the mood to get some ice cream.
For sure.
Warming up a little bit, starting to feel like summer, so I don't have to feel guilty about eating it.
You feel guilty about eating it in, like, winter?
Well, not really, but now I don't have to.
Oh, it's a definite don't feel guilty about this.
Definitely don't feel guilty about it.
Okay.
The weather made me do it, basically.
Well, and the weather makes us do a lot of things. Ice cream's a win, though. That's a good thing to enjoy in spring.
Mom, what is your favorite spring food?
My favorite thing is probably anything grilled. I really
grilled
like...
Grilled chicken, grilled ice cream?
Not ice cream, but grilled, like, grilled chicken or grilled steak or...
A to Z grilled things.
I just like it when we get to break out, you know, we grill some in the winter, but it's kind of like a labor of love because it's typically raining or very, very cold. So when you get to grill and it's like nice and it's not a million degrees, that's always fun.
Yes.
That would be my answer. What about you, Liv?
Well, I kind of have a whole meal.
Oh, well, of course.
A whole meal, okay. Yeah.
So some grilled chicken with some mayonnaise on top.
Right.
Or some mayo.
All right.
How you roll.
Either way you call it. And that grilled chicken must be barbecue chicken.
Oh, do you like that barbecue chicken?
Barbecue chicken.
And then some mac and cheese on the side. Four cheese. Ooh,
the four cheese Annie's, yeah.
Yes, and then last but not least, just a bit of fruit. And then for the dessert, I'll probably have that family fun fondue.
The family fun fondue, yeah.
There was
a recipe from her rad dish kit.
Yes.
And it's like different fruits that you make your own chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty good. Pretty good.
This is just a bit of an ad about rad dish.
Okay. She's taking a break here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mom, I'm going to just say the ad. Is that okay?
Oh, so sure.
So we don't have to, like, record another ad.
Do it.
So, radish is when you get... It's called KiwiCo, and you would get a box full of recipes, one tool, and some fun things to do.
Table
talks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some coloring skill. Maybe an activity. You never know. But you always get a different theme. This very month in the theme of April, I got Chinese food.
Yep.
Oh.
And my dad thought that sounded so good.
Did it taste good?
Well, we haven't made the recipes this month, but...
Oh, you haven't made it yet. Okay.
We just got the box, but last month the theme was rainbow because it was, you know, St. Patrick's Day sort of themed.
Yeah.
And then February was...
Like, kind of... Oh, Valentine's
Day. It was Valentine's, but it
was... Valentine's Day.
I think it was Parisian themed. Wasn't it?
Ooh.
No, it was diet thing.
I don't remember. But anyway, the dishes have turned out to be really good and very easy for Olivia to help make.
I really want that chicken parm.
Well, good.
Yeah, so it's been a win. Molly, speaking of baking and cooking, what do your weekend plans look like for baking, or what you've been doing lately in the kitchen?
Well, I make some dinner sometimes.
Yeah. So
basically professional chef.
Basically.
Yes. I make dinner sometimes. My mom actually had me make some sweet potato and black bean enchiladas.
Oh, yeah. I hear those are amazing.
When she was at work. Yes, she was at work one day. And, yeah, so I made dinner, and in the words of George, these enchiladas are the llama's knees.
Well, I don't know a higher praise than that.
Yes, it was truly an honor. So those are a specialty of mine, I think.
Okay.
I don't really even eat them. Because I don't like sweet potatoes, but my parents eat them, and they like them.
Well, it's very servant of you to help your parents with the dinner plan.
Yes, it was just an honor to to be able to serve with those enchiladas.
That's so nice.
Okay, Mom.
Have you been baking anything? I mean, I know you're baking Copper's birthday
Copper's
cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
I mean, I haven't, well, actually, we hosted a bridal shower at our house last month.
Yes.
What's a bridal shower, Mom?
So I made some cupcakes for that. And I think they turned out pretty well. We had like a little fiesta theme going, so.
Cute.
I made some different color frostings and, piped some different fiesta type designs and stuff, so
love that, Molly. Yeah, that look at
that's
you
amazing.
Love that.
And on the occasion I'll make some chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
yum. To kind of snack on.
We love those. Yeah.
You know what super I like to add in my chocolate chip cookies?
What?
I like to add oats.
Oats, yeah, us too. That's what we put in ours too, is some oats.
Big time fan. That's her favorite.
Heart healthy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's my favorite.
Well, Molly, I think that'll wrap us up for today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I got to get out of here and into the kitchen.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, y'all. I had so much fun.
What do you say?
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Bye. Sign off for
bye,
now.
Y'all.
Pound it. Noggin. See ya.
Okay. Say see you next time.
See you next time at the ice cream party.
Well, I went to an ice cream party to see what I could eat. But all I found was lots of fun with Olivia and me.